All you need to do is go to the gas station to fill up your truck or your vehicle, and it costs a whole lot more than it did a year ago. Again, this is one of the ironies of the current administration. Their policies, particularly of spending a lot of money, not just to combat COVID-19, not just to deal with public health, but on their ideological wish list, is like pouring gas on the fire of inflation. And you see prominent Democrats like Larry Summers, who served in the Obama administration this morning. I think it was Steve Rattner, who was a prominent Democrat economist, wrote a piece in the New York Times about inflation. This is not transitory, as the Federal Reserve chair predicted. It's a real problem for people in their daily lives, whether it's buying groceries at the grocery store, food, clothing. It really is across the board. And so that's one reason why I think we shouldn't continue this recent trend of spending a lot of money. The debt's one thing, and, you know, an emergency is another. But we're not in the same emergency situation we were with COVID-19, and I just think some of this spending is reckless and going to create a hidden tax, really, on consumers because of their decreased purchasing power because of inflation.